WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. It's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism, where we unpack ancient wisdom for today's crazy world. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Cultivating a positive outlook on life. Ever feel like you were wading through a swamp of negativity? You know that feeling when doomscrolling social media feels like an Olympic sport or every news headline screams disaster? Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, Stoicism isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about choosing how we react to it. Think of it like this. Life is a roller coaster. There are ups and downs, twists and turns, but you can choose to scream your head off or enjoy the ride. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brooklyn, Stoicism sounds super intense. It's all about being stoic and emotionless, right? Nope. Not at all. Modern Stoicism is about finding that sweet spot, embracing our emotions without letting them control us. Think of it like a superpower. The ability to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, what are some practical takeaways from this ancient wisdom to help you cultivate that positive outlook? Let's get into it. 5 ways to cultivate that positive vibe. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is huge. We spend so much time worrying about things we can't change, the weather, traffic, other people's opinions. Seriously, who has time for that? But here's the game changer. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Want to feel less stressed? Don't obsess over the news cycle. Instead, channel your energy into something positive, a creative project, spending time with loved ones, or even just taking a walk in nature. 2. Practice gratitude. This might sound cheesy, but hear me out. When we shift our focus from what's missing to what we already have, magic happens. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff, your health, your supportive friends and family, that amazing cup of coffee you just had. Trust me, it makes a difference. 3. Reframe your challenges. Think of challenges not as roadblocks but as opportunities for growth. You're tougher than you think. When things get tough, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger? 4. Live in the present moment. Ever find yourself dwelling on the past or worrying about the future? That's a recipe for stress and anxiety. Stoicism encourages us to be present, to fully engage with the here and now. Enjoy your meals, savor those sunsets, and listen attentively when someone is talking to you. The present moment is all we truly have. 5. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, life is messy. We all make mistakes, things don't always go as planned, and that's okay. Stoicism reminds us to be kind to ourselves, accept our imperfections, and keep moving forward. Alright, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work, but your anxiety is through the roof. Your mind races with what-if scenarios, what if I forget my lines, what if they laugh at me, sound familiar? Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath and remember these Stoic principles. Focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your attitude. Remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. And hey, if they do laugh at you, just roll with it. Life is too short to take everything so seriously. Remember those key takeaways. Let me recap. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them. It's about choosing a positive outlook even when things get tough. By focusing on what you can control, practicing gratitude, reframing challenges as opportunities, living in the present moment, and embracing imperfection, you can cultivate that awesome, resilient mindset that will help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and power. So go out there and rock your day. Remember, you've got this. And don't forget to subscribe to Modern Stoicism for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.